It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up on Central Time, white women make 87% of what men earn, and we'll find out more about what this means for women on this National Equal Pay Day.
First, if you're a Windows XP user, you might want to listen up. Today is the day that Microsoft officially ends support for their long-running operating system.
Having launched in 2001, XP went on to be Microsoft's most successful and popular operating system. But the problem now is that millions of people are still using it. If you're one of them, you might be wondering what this means for you.
And you might be wondering if you're one of the people still using it and you want to know how to find out. We asked WPR's in-house tech guy, Kevin Trueblood, to stop by and explain the options available to XP users. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, we knew this day, I guess, was going to come sometime. The system Windows XP has been supported for 12 years now. That's a long time, I guess, in computer terms. A lot of people are still using it, still loving it. How influential of an operating system is Windows XP?
Well, right now it's still in use in almost 1 in 4 machines that are running Windows. So for people who are still using Microsoft Windows, there's still 25%, about 25% of people using XP. So there's still a lot of machines out there.
And today is the day that Microsoft will officially stop supporting it. What exactly does that mean? What's different?
Well, what that means, well, first off, your machine's not going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight or anything like that. But what that does mean is that Microsoft is no longer going to offer support for it. So that means if you call them, they're going to say,
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't help you.
That's exactly right. That means that they're not going to be able to offer support, and also that they're not going to offer patches or security fixes. Traditionally, with an operating system, you know, people are very fixated on trying to find flaws that they can exploit in the software and use it for bad purposes. And when Microsoft catches wind of these, they rewrite the software and issue updates so that people can't exploit that flaw anymore. Well, now they're not going to offer those anymore.
That doesn't mean tomorrow my computer, if I have XP, is pirate haven, but over time it gets less and less secure, I imagine.
That's exactly right. It means that people who are running XP still face the risk of having their machines taken over, exploited, their security flaws exploited, and potentially overtaken by bad software. And there may not be much recourse because Microsoft's not going to fix it.
Before we get to what someone with XP can do, there are people out there asking, I've been in this situation, you know, I don't even know what operating system I'm running right now. How do we find out?
Well, Microsoft actually made it really easy. They set up a website called amirunningxp.com. That's all one word, amirunningxp.com. And it'll actually tell you if without any other input, you just bring up the web page and it will say, yes, you are running XP, or no, you are currently running something else.
For those people out there who get the answer yes when they go to website, I gather Microsoft wants people to upgrade to Windows 8, the new guy on the block. Looks pretty different. What can people expect if they make the transition from XP to Windows 8?
Well, there's a learning curve. And I should mention, too, that that isn't the only option. You can go up to Windows 7 still. It is possible to buy licenses for Windows 7. Windows 8, yes, there is definitely a learning curve in going all the way up to Windows 8. Primarily, Windows 8 was designed as a system to kind of bridge the gap between what are becoming popular with tablets and what you're using for a traditional computer. So the desktop got all boxy and colorful, and you just click this button and up comes Microsoft Word or up comes the internet. Now, since then, they've revised Windows 8 to make it a little bit closer looking to what you see in XP, but there's still quite a learning curve involved with Windows 8. Now, Windows 7, there is a different look to it, but it's a little bit more familiar for people who are going from XP to Windows 7.
You mentioned the phrase, buy a license. For switching from XP to 7 or 8, do people have to pay cash money to make that switch?
Yeah, so if you are looking at upgrading, you have a couple of different options. One being you can purchase an upgrade to preferably Windows 7 because you may not be able to have the hardware capable. Your computer may not be fast enough or capable enough to run Windows 8. But with Windows 7, you can buy an upgrade for around $100. The other option is you can just outright buy a new computer. I mean, if your machine is still running XP, it's likely 6 years old at least. And so it's probably time to upgrade anyway.
How will we know, assuming we don't want to get the new hardware, we just want to upgrade the operating system, how are we going to know if our computer is up to snuff enough to run 7 or 8?
Well, Microsoft does have tools that you can download. And if you do a Google search, you can ask, is my machine capable of running Windows 7? So there are some tools that you can download, and there'll be these little analyzers that'll tell you if your machine is capable of running Windows 7 or not.
Now, there are partisans out there listening to us saying, it's a great time to switch to something else, like maybe Apple.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just put Apple's operating system on your Windows machine, if I understand correctly. But is this a time where you think some people are going to make the jump, not upgrade to a new Windows system, buy a new Apple computer?
Well, that's entirely possible. And that is certainly one option. The biggest obstacle for people going from PC to Mac, not only is the learning curve involved as far as learning a new computer, a new operating system, but also cost. Apple's Macintosh are ubiquitous. They are the same hardware, they're the same operating system, and they charge a premium for it. That's not to say that's a bad thing. They are great machines, but for some people who are used to the Windows architecture, used to maybe a Dell or a Gateway or an HP or something like that, going to a Mac is a learning curve, but it could be a good opportunity to go to something like that. But Apple also does the same thing. Eventually, if you're running an operating system, eventually they do end support for it, much the same way that Windows does.
And can you update that operating system, or do you have to get a new machine then?
No, you can update the operating system with Macs too. But much like with Windows, after 12 years, you're probably not going to be able to get updates for that operating system.
Some of the more tech-savvy people I know, the computer-savvy people, like Linux systems. I don't know much about them. Is that something that everyday consumers should be thinking about?
There are some models that you can get that come pre-installed with Linux, the most popular of which is a flavor called Ubuntu. And that's one of the things about Linux is there's several versions out there, if not more, of the way it looks, the way it operates, but they're all based around the same kind of core principles, the same language. But with Ubuntu has kind of grown in popularity simply because it's the one that looks and operates closest to Windows. But there is, again, a learning curve involved in going to something like that because there's a little bit more manual processes. There's not as much that happens automatically for you like Windows does. But a big advantage that Linux has is that it's free. You can download Ubuntu and you can download all the updates and there's no cost to it.
There are going to be people out there saying, I don't want to buy a new machine. I don't want to pay to upgrade. I'm comfortable in my XP operating environment, this thing that I've been working with for years. If people say, I'm going to keep XP and just keep working with it, any advice on how to minimize security risks and keep using it happily?
There are a lot of valid reasons to hang on to it, whether you have software that doesn't work on new versions and you don't want to upgrade. Maybe you have old hardware that's not compatible with 7. You don't want to buy new hardware. There's a lot of valid reasons, but you do definitely want to keep antivirus up to date. And a lot of the antivirus makers are going to continue to update their versions that run on XP. Similarly, for programs that protect against malware, that something bad that may be installed, they'll continue to work on that. Who knows for how long, but they at least will for the foreseeable future. So make sure those stay up to date. And then, you know, best practices, don't install things that look questionable. Don't go to websites that look questionable. That's, I guess, a relative term, but if something looks suspicious, it probably is. Just be careful about what you do, and that's true for even machines that are up to date. Just make sure that you're conscious of what you're clicking on. A lot of stuff that you want to install comes packaged with other things that you may not have intended to install. So just be careful about what you've gotten, especially programs like Flash and Java. Make sure those are continued to be updated as well.
There are rumors of a new Microsoft operating system coming up. Given their creative naming systems, the working title, I gather, is Windows 9. Who comes up with this? What do we know about that?
Well, it's kind of what's happening with Windows 8 is the joke kind of is Windows 8 is the new Windows Vista. And basically, Windows 9 is going to continue Microsoft's idea of kind of bridging between the tablet and the desktop, giving people the power that they want with the desktop, but with the kind of look and feel and ease of use that a tablet has. So they're still going to kind of continue the bridge between those two. And primarily, too, being able to run that same operating system. Microsoft has tablets that they sell, and being able to run that on their tablets as well as a desktop that you may be able to buy. So they're going to continue that. But with Windows 8, being like Windows Vista, not many people adopted Windows Vista because they didn't like the feel of it. Some things were still clunky, and a lot of people just waited until 7. Well, that kind of seems to be the joke, that that's what Windows 8 is going to be, is it's going to be the new Vista. Everybody's just going to ignore it. Adopt Windows 9 when it's stable.
Kevin, I really miss typing CD:/. Can I go back to DOS and forget all this fancy Windows stuff?
It still runs within Windows. You certainly could.
All right, Kevin, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
Well, thanks for having me.
That's Kevin Trueblood. He's our in-house technology guy here at Wisconsin Public Radio.